have joining us Dr. Bob Thiel. Welcome back, Dr. Bob.
Thanks for having me on, Dr. Bill.
Let's dive right into some of the current issues. We've got a lot of things going on around the world. One of the great advantages that you have and Christians have that are intellectually deep is that you publish books where you put out the logic of the biblical truth and match it up with the geopolitical facts, and you go a lot farther than the person that is simply trying to report the news. So what's going on?
Well, there are actually two interesting things in the news today. One, and I'm going to say it was in the news today, but apparently it was in the news a couple of days ago, but I didn't see it till today because I saw an article today. This
for
one's kind
today.
Of interesting. For me, it was news today, right? And I posted about it. As a matter of fact, I will send you, I found it. It was actually repeated at the Zero Hedge website today. And I saw it there, and so I put it on my cogwriter.com website. It was dated today. And the headline was, House passes bill to, quote, microchip citizens with mental disabilities, end quote, who's next? And so I went and I looked into this today and found out that, yes, last Thursday, the House of Representatives passed a bill. Now, I should caution your listeners, the House has passed it, but it still has to get Senate approval and the President has to sign it.
Right.
This is the kind of bill that just sounds great on the surface. One of the titles was, quote, and I'm at the U.S. Congress's website right now reading this.
Right.
It's Title One, Missing Alzheimer's Disease Patient Alert Program Reauthorization. Okay? And the title might be cited as the Missing Americans Alert Program Act of 2016.
Right.
Now, basically, what this says is that there are problems with people who have dementia and some people who have autism and others who basically go and wander around. Okay, they won't just stay somewhere. They will leave. There was a doctor I consulted with before, years ago, who was doing some kind of research, and he called these type of people when they were kids escape artists. And it's kind of funny. You have a child with Down syndrome, and so do I. And we know that at school they teach them how to open doors and things like this, which normally is fine. But there's a percentage of the mentally disabled population that just likes to just go and wander off.
Right.
So
and some of them are very high function. My daughter operates her computers, knows how to turn around her fireplaces, knows how to run her iPad. She's smart. She can cook. So some of there's a wide range, but you're right. And what happens is these wanderers, the problem is, though, with these chips, there's a reader distance. You have to be within about 18 inches of the chip because, honestly, they're not going to pick it up from a long reader distance like, 2 kilometers or something.
That's what they're working on doing now.
I know they're working at it. And the only way they can actually do it is a thing called smart dust. You heard about that?
I've heard of it, but I'm not an expert.
I'll tell you what it is because I have some expertise in it. Smart dust are a series of chips where there's billions of them put everywhere, door jams, doorways, roads, everything. And the smart dust could be used to actually talk to your smart vehicle or to actually pick up a chip that you're wearing in your body or even have in a pill. So they now can have pills where they're putting chips in the pill to tell you, did you take your pill? Oh, the smart dust picked up the frequency because the reader distance is now down to a distance where the smart dust can now communicate with a central processor, just like your smart appliances communicate with your smart meter, and your smart meter swarms the data back to a central point and it goes back to the main processor. So if you use smart dust, you can do it. But that means everywhere and everything has to have, it's like the devil's pixie dust, let's put it that way.
Well, that's actually what concern people have anyway. Just to go back to the rules, the laws basically say that local agencies should be trying tracking devices of different types, which include microchip devices in these people. And what the articles that I looked at today before I actually read the House Representatives Bill 4919 is that, look, this bill gives the Attorney General the ability to say, okay, we should expand this. And what they're concerned about is, let's say somebody doesn't agree with the government about something, that they might be starting to say that. Well, yes, so you're mentally ill. I mean, that's what was going on in the old Soviet Union. If you didn't agree with whatever that was going on, they could send you to re-education camps or whatever they called them, so you would start to think more in line with the government.
Right.
I'm going to digress on this for just a moment.
You know, you're also a truth teller, but a comedian too, you know.
Well, what
because
I was going to say.
Some
tell
of this
you,
stuff
though,
is true, but it's scary. I was like, you've got to be kidding.
Yeah, well, but the other part that's scary with this is, I don't know if you've heard this, and I don't think I've been on your show since it came out.
Right.
But there was something called the Senate passed something called the Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. Have you heard of that one?
Yes, indeed, and we've talked about it with Jim Fetzer. It is like,
well, the part,
scary, like it's like the Commission on Truth in 1984.
Right, it's a, right. That's exactly what this is related to. But what I was going to say in this context, however, was it also gives money to go to foreign media outlets in order to, quote, refute foreign disinformation. So in other words, what they're doing is they're going to pay to be sure that foreign news sources will cover news the way the U.S. government wants the news to be covered. Okay? And so if you don't agree with what's in the U.S. press and in the foreign press, obviously it must be fake news. And if you believe fake news, you must have a mental condition. And so, I realize that House Resolution 4919 doesn't go that far yet. But we've discussed other matters on this show. Since it's a NutraMedical report, I'll make a comment on nutrition, which you know.
Right,
and that
right.
is, you got to be careful about some of these regulations that look like they don't do a whole lot.
Right.
For example, for those of us involved in the nutritional industry, we realize that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has labeling authority over nutritional supplements. Now, if you ask a normal person, okay, what's a label? If you give them a bottle of supplements, they'll point to the piece of paper or plastic that's around it that lists nutrition facts and says the name of the product and stuff like that. Okay, that's a label, and that is the common sense definition of a label, and that's what everybody in the world thinks the label is.
Right.
Not quite. The U.S. FDA has decided that all forms of media, including YouTube videos or something on the Internet, is a label. Now, you and I wouldn't consider that a label, and no normal-thinking human being, I think, would call that a label, but the government has said that that's a label. So the FDA says because we have labeling authority, therefore we can monitor all communication that we consider to be media. And getting back to this particular rule, H.R. 4919, it's like, okay, Alzheimer's, people with dementia, autism, and others that they think have, because they can't list all the conditions down there, because they can't list all the conditions down there, therefore that
well,
means
there's
that
a basket, though. I
agencies,
called FNP. It's called fake news psychopathy.
Okay. Well,
everybody, you can just throw them on a big basket. If they don't believe us, they got to be psychotic.
That, sadly, we're getting closer to that particular time. And, of course, there's been a concern forever is too long a time, but for quite a few years, people have had concerns that the possibility is that some type of microchip could be the mark of the beast. And years ago, actually about 6 years ago, there were a couple of bills in, I think, the state of Virginia and the state of Georgia against some kind of microchip stuff because people were concerned about the mark of the beast and all this kind of stuff. And so we've now got a situation in the U.S. that, for reasons of public safety and the safety of these people, they want to be able to put these chips in them. Now, let me step back for a second. If you're a parent of a disabled child and your disabled child wanders off, if you want to put some kind of tracking on your child, I think that as a parent and or legal guardian, you have that right for their safety.
Right.
Not so sure the U.S. government has that.
No,
right.
That's far-reaching. yeah, exactly. Now,
and so if go ahead.
Yeah, this is very scary. But I'll tell you what's really going on. If you look at the list in the Bible, I'd like you to expand the list. It's not just an implantable chip. And if you actually look at the charagma,
right,
the Greek, it means that something that's stuck in you. But it also can be the number of the name, et cetera, et cetera. If you look at the long list
right.
of identifiers, for example. Let's say The government knows you have a cell phone. And NSA, no such agency, we call it. The guys that I work with at NSA. And they'll say, no, we're no such agency. We don't exist. Ha, ha, ha. Right? Even though they got a sat phone in their thing and they're retired. And they can never retire except they get double tapped. And if you know what double tap means, two bullets to the front lobes, two bullets to the left ventricle, and you're off to the next world. You don't have any exit wounds, so you're not bloody. So that stopped years ago because they used directed energy weapons. Now, here's the facts. The microchip thing is really minor. I use the joke of all you need to do is make mandatory Velcro and make your cell phone have to be attached to a body part, maybe your butt. And to be honest with you, all you need to do is identify a biometric. For example, in India, they biometrically analyzed the facial biometrics, the iris scan, the digital fingerprints on everybody. They're the first and largest nation on earth to actually scan everybody. Now, all you need to do there is you don't even need a mark of the beast. You just need to identify that the mark is your biometrics, and the biometrics is the opening code to your already certified cell phone or iPad or computer. And because everything is getting biometric validation now, certain levels of access to different kinds of information, you're going to have a biometric converter, for example, fingerprint pad, or they even have on the phone now a way of actually doing a facial biometric scan of your face. Now, if you look at the hierarchy of which is the most accurate, fingerprints are pretty accurate. Next level of higher accuracy is iris scan. Next level of accuracy is facial biometric if you've got them right in front of you. But the highest accuracy, believe it or not, is a terahertz body scan that can be done at 400 meters plus at 70 miles an hour through the side of a vehicle. So your terahertz scan of your bones is actually the most accurate way of determining if it's you going at high velocity without even leaning against the scanner. Now, all they need to do is just have a collection of biometrics logged into a database, and then they can validate that when you're in a data stream, whether it's an iPhone, iPad, or an ATM machine, it's you, including in a medical facility if you're going to have surgery or get another drug. So I want people to kind of expand their idea. Don't just think it's going to be a chip. It can be the use of biometrics.
It's going to have something, you know, when you look at what the Bible talks about, as far as the scriptures in terms of the term mark of the beast.
Right.
Okay, you actually alluded to the Greek term, by the way.
Yeah,
the Greek term translated as mark is sharkma, and yeah. It's only used once outside of the book of Revelation.
Right.
And in there, it's talking about a physical marking or some type of an engraving.
Yeah.
In the book of Revelation, you know, people are familiar with the concept of it. Let me just go ahead and read the one. Most people have heard this one. This is Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18. It says, "He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, that no one may buy or sell except he who has the mark or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom, let's calculate the number of the beast, the number of a man, his number is 666. So that's the one a lot of people comment on, or have noticed. Before we go further from that, I just want to comment. Notice it says that you can't buy or sell. Until the 21st century, it was not possible to be able to monitor everybody's buying and selling. Okay? Are you kidding? The people, there was no electronic communication, and so that couldn't be done. Now, we still have currency in the United States, even though they're talking about getting rid of the $100 bill. Over in Europe, they are phasing out the 500 euro note. And in India, they got rid of essentially their $100 bill and their $20 bill recently, caused all kinds of distress over there. But we're getting to the point where a cashless society appears to be an objective of not only the United States, but the Europeans and many other countries around the world. So
right.
This will happen. The reason I'm saying this is because some people say, this Bible prophecy stuff has already happened, or you can't rely on it. And it's like, no, wait a second. This has not yet happened. It wasn't possible. And when John was inspired to write this 1,900 years ago, It wasn't possible to do this. It wasn't like he sat down and said, okay, what's the logical thing that's going to happen next after I die? Okay, you couldn't predict something like this because you didn't know. They didn't have electricity the way we understood it. They didn't have electronic currency. They didn't have paper money at the time, really. So that was one. And then we also see in Revelation 15, it's talked about the mark of the beast. In Revelation 19, verse 20, it talks about those who were deceived, they received the mark of the beast, and they worshipped the image. And then furthermore, in Revelation 14, it talks about those who have no rest night or day, who worship the beast and his image, and who receive the mark of his name. And then we see the same basic thing in Revelation 16, when I'll be quoting all of those directly.
Right.
And so this suggests, to me at least, that the mark of the beast is going to involve a violation of the Ten Commandments. Some people think it's just Sabbath breaking, but I think it's more than that. I think idolatry is got to be part of this, because you're talking about these people who are worshiping the image of the beast.
Well, they're doing exactly what Hillary Clinton and the Democrats did. They worship planet Earth. Just like, you know, when they talk about climate change and you got Igor there, I call Al Gore, and Leonardo DiCaprio. The real issue is you have to buy into the idea when you take this Marx system that believe in carbon credits and worship Mother Earth and the carrying capacity of the Earth, and the sacrament is abortion because you're trying to reduce the carrying capacity of the Earth against destroying the planet because you pass gas or allow cattle to pass gas to create meat for you or milk. There you're doing a crime against the planet Mother Earth, the Maitreya. So what we're really dealing with right now is a final move toward a global world religion, which, of course, the Vatican is moving quickly toward, where there really is no kind of grounding. The idea is a solar belief in not only the sun, but the planet Earth is a living thing, and that we're violating Mother Planet Earth, and we need to reduce the world population and reduce our carbon credits and our footprint so we don't destroy the planet. And that's going to be tied to this world cashless system. Now, I want to make a statement here. I strongly support Donald Trump and what he's doing, but a lot of things he's doing which will improve our economy and our things here nationally will lay the groundwork for other nations who are going to get, you know, they're living off our industrial deficit for years. And Chinese other countries are going to have to kowtow to a world system that will be like the Bretton Woods after the Second World War, where they're going to have a basket of currencies. My prediction is this basket of currencies will be backed by gold, but it'll be a biometric currency. Just like there's 100 biometric currencies 5 years ago, it was like 2, you know, Bitcoin. And it was like really shaky. Now there's 100 cryptocurrencies, including OneCoin. We have a system called carat bars that's actually gold. So it's not a cryptocurrency, but it is a currency. The carat bars is a currency. Now, the real danger is that as Donald Trump and nationalism rises in Europe, you're going to see Europe turn to what's called a super state, where they'll pretend that they're giving national sovereignty, but there'll be a federalized government, not just bureaucrats. There'll be like a federal government here in America. So the rise of the super state in Europe is going to be a consequence of the rise of Donald Trump and Brexit. You're going to see the rise of these cryptocurrencies, and eventually they'll become so big. The crime level, if you actually look at the total billions of dollars stolen now, through cryptocurrencies, it's getting so huge, you have to have biometric validation or you're not going to be able to do any transactions, even including buying an ice cream. And that's why I see the mark of the beast. And once the power gets in the hands of few, it's going to get really damned evil. So
just to confirm part of what you said, looking through Scripture, I'm convinced that the time will come when gold will be utilized to back up the final currency. Where you and I differ, and we didn't discuss it, is what the role of the U.S. dollar is. I don't want to go into that this instant. But I do believe the Bible talks about that gold will, at least for a time, be part of the backing.
Well,
your point that there will be some kind of biometric component to this is interesting and consistent with Scripture. Now, the Bible doesn't say specifically it's biometric, but it talks about that.
The number of the name.
Forehead or the right hand is alluding to that.
It also alludes to what you think and what you do as well. So in other words, you have to buy into the system to receive this mark type system, whether it's using your own biometrics for transactions. Like, for example, I get on my phone, it says, you got Apple Pay. Sign into Apple Pay and it'll allow you to do Apple Pay. Pretty soon your phone will do a facial biometric scan to validate a transaction. That's what's coming.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years. Since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Bob, what we're doing is laying the groundwork for what does it mean, Brexit and the Trump administration and the rise of nationalism in Europe, like Le Pen probably being elected French Prime Minister. They screwed up in Austria, and the Green Party and other ones managed to get rid of their ultra-right-wing person there. But Renzi's gone, and the no vote means that the Italians are scrambling. There's a banking collapse on the edge here in Europe. I see the rise of these things going to eventually result in a super state Europe, but we're talking about a generation or two away before Europe becomes strong enough to even be on equal footing with, even Russia or China. And Russia or China are no match for America, even collectively. Under Trump, I can guarantee you, with the strengthening of their military and so on, America is going to emerge on the open face as a superpower. But we have technology that are literally centuries ahead of anybody else in terms of space-based weaponry, computer technology, many other areas that people really don't conceive and understand how advanced America really is. We would even take a first strike before we use our advanced space-based weapons. And the computing power of America, including the gallium arsenide chip, because I took care of employees at U.S. Space Command that were taking care of the Cray computer systems. And by the way, they killed him 11 months after he went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy, up in the near Air Force Academy by having somebody cross the freeway two different levels in order to hit him from the side, T-bone him, kill him. Seymour Cray. What people need to start grasping is that they want to count America out. And although there may be natural cataclysms, like, give an example, let's say a superquake hits California. There's 40 million people here. Earthquakes aren't propagated. So anybody within, say, 10 miles of the San Andreas are going to die. I mean, those buildings are going down. But most of them...
And I'm not going to do so well.
Yeah, there's going to be probably 20 to 40 million. There'll be maybe 15 to 20 million people affected. But there'll probably be 75 to 150,000 dead. Now, that doesn't mean the end of California. It means it's going to turn into peninsulas and islands. And maybe, in fact, in years from the future, it might be a better resort because it's going to have more shoreline. But I can tell you that America's is so advanced I remember talking to a four-star general underground on July 10th, 1994, and he said, without firing one missile or one bullet, we can kill everybody in Beijing, China, for space-based weapons, gamma weapons, that will not even peel the paint from the wall or wilt a flower pot in the window. So
I have no disagreement with you that the United States, currently the most powerful military force in the world, the basic issues, I agree with you that Europe
has the ultimate problem. Power is data. And data, America is data master. For example, I remember talking to a senior NSA agent, and these guys are buddies of mine, okay? I took care of Delta Force, too. And he said to me, do you know the phone system that we put in China? I said, no, I don't. He said, it's 3COM. He said, we're in total control. There is no communication in any language on Earth that's not monitored by the NSA. That's why when Angela Merkel realized her phone was being hacked, this is nothing. When I hear Snowden, Snowden is people giving a snow job. The real hacking or hackmasters are the NSA and CIA and these other agencies, and they're under a umbrella agency called that literally is overseeing all of the secret agencies of every country on Earth. It's called Project Omega. It was conceived by the Nazis in the 1930s and was completed by George Bush Sr. in the early 1980s. And it's not just our country. It's a global control matrix. It's already in the background. Right.
Well, the United States agreed to share the data and the data collection with the Europeans. And I agree with you.
Oh, yeah, even their space command system. So I see America and Europe is rising as a twin superpower, like called the Young Alliance.
I'm aware. I know that you do. And let me just simply make a brief point, which is, the brief point is, I believe biblical prophecy shows that Europe will end up betraying the United States, but they'll wait until the United States is weakened. As you mentioned, the earthquake in California, maybe Yellowstone blowing up or whatever, with the perfect storm.
If Yellowstone broke, it's a super caldera, because I know the biology and the environment of it. Yellowstone is so devastating, it wouldn't just cover ash down to Southern California just north of us here. It would actually cause a global winter.
Oh, it would affect the whole world, yes.
It wouldn't just be the United States. So some of these cataclysms, like Cumbre Viejo going off, would affect European coastlines as well as North American East Coast, with a tsunami 1,200 feet high going up to 100 miles inland. These things can happen. But to be honest with you, it's the power of America isn't population dependent anymore. It's technology dependent. And we may not use it unless we have to, because America is preparing itself to take a first strike, as we talked with Joel Skousen. And I see the rise of superstate Europe, but I don't think America is going to be gone. Unfortunately, I think it's going to be the center.
I think Bible prophecy says it differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. NaturesYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to NaturesYouth.com. That's NaturesYouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And I guess we're talking about the data. I want to come together in a kind of collective, you know, agreement that the real ultimate data is the Federal Reserve System, and we're only one of six banks, the Bank of New York, that actually is on the board. They're all the rest are European. The ultimate weapon is not nuclear weapons or space-based weapons or bullets. It's data. It's financial data tied to biometrics. And ultimately, the coming together of the superstate Europe with their possibly nuclear fusion reactors and other advanced technology, that's just a plus. The real of the dollar, 90% of the world currency is in Fed Reserve notes. But remember,
that would be in the Eurozone. There's actually 500 million in euro in Europe.
Yeah, I'm talking about the whole zone, which is even bigger than the Europe. It's right. It's a lot of people, and it's not just rural Chinese. For example, the real population of China's involved with the industry is about 300 million. The rest of them are off in the middle of nowhere. And what you're dealing with is Europe, Fortress Europe rising, and the Federal Reserve System is almost certainly going to be the platform for a biometric world mark of the beast. So you're right. It will be primarily Europe of ultimately, but America will be the enforcer. We're the policemen of the world. And even if it puts America in grave danger of being nuked, which is very probably going to happen at the rate we're going. We're going to get nuked. In fact, it would have happened quicker with Hillary, but I think it's we have a period of grace right now, 4 or 8 years. But I think if the Democrats come back and the globalists and they try to use America as an enforcer, they're going to force the whole world to follow this European Federal Reserve System, because ultimately all the wars are banker wars. Since Napoleonic Wars, they're all banker wars.
As far as far as the U.S. getting nuked by Europe, while I agree it will happen, I agree with you also that it will not happen in the first term of a Trump administration. For biblical reasons, I don't think that's possible.
No.
As far as the Federal Reserve, where we don't fully agree on this, is that I believe that the U.S. is going to eventually have problems with its financial system. Now, today's the other news thing I wanted to point out for today was that the Federal Reserve had its meeting.
Right.
And this time they decided to, now that the election is over, and it was basically believed that Janet Yellen did not want to raise interest rates because she was afraid if she did it would hurt Hillary Clinton's chances for getting reelected. Reelected
right.
Isn't the right word. She didn't win. Anyway, so today they announced that they're going to raise rates by 0.25%, plus, by the way, they also said they plan on 3 more rate increases next year, which would bring it to a total of at least 1 percentage point. And the main reason I want to mention that is not that I think that interest rates are too high, because I think that they're too low. But Donald Trump had made an interesting comment to CNN last year. He said, if interest rates go up 1%, that's devastating. And he says, what happens if that interest rate goes up 2, 3, 4 points? We don't have a country. Now, of course, Donald Trump tends toward hyperbole, and so I don't believe if interest rates went up, that a 1% increase is going to be that devastating. But the idea that if interest rates go up a lot, we don't have a country, that is an issue. As you know, under President Obama, the total debt of the United States went from roughly $10 trillion to roughly 20 trillion. We're not quite to 20 trillion, according to the U.S. Treasury. I went to its website by the day yesterday, and we weren't quite there yet. It wasn't quite 10 trillion when anyway, we've almost doubled it in the last 8 years. And what listeners or people need to realize is that we have to pay interest on this. And what if you had to pay 5% interest? Now, 5% is, you and I were of the generation that back when we were growing up, you always got 5%. That's what the banks always paid. That was the minimum. You put in a savings account, you get 5%. And so if we went back to historical, that number, then we're talking that the U.S. 5% is going to have to pay $1 trillion just for interest on the debt at the current debt level.
Right. So,
and what happens if we go to... Go ahead.
Well, here's the mathematics of this. If you're looking at a 1%, I'm not sure what the conversion rate is, but I imagine it's something like a 1% or 2% shave off of the growth of the economy. So a 1% increase in interest rates translates to a percentage of a reduction in the growth of the economy. Now, Trump knows that most of his programs are not based on borrowing or even increasing the debt. It'll initially be increasing debt, but it's based on growth of the economy. So the economy is stymied even by a 1% increase in interest. It can negatively affect the ability to even project these programs that he wants, because they're all based on growth. For example, his own businesses had to be leveraged, as he says already, I couldn't get into the movie business because there's too much gambling. Although he has gambling institution, he doesn't, I'm sure, gamble. In other words, when he sets up a building, he gets a good site, he does this and that. But the problem is, when you run a business like the business of America, you can't get into shaky deals that have a high percentage of failure. And it's very likely that that's going to happen with what's going on here. So what I see happening is a 1% increase could knock, say, 1% or 2% off the growth rate. So instead of 4%, maybe you get 2% growth. That's not enough to sustain the programs you want, either for healthcare or the military or reducing the actual physical total debt. And some of it's either going to have to be written off, which is going to be very painful and catastrophic worldwide because the debt's interlocked with all these derivatives. And it may actually be a factor in precipitating worldwide financial collapse. So you don't have to have a high percentage.
Correct.
If it just shaves off some of the growth, then the growth plan, which Trump has to pay off the debt. See, it's like you get into good business. For example, when we plow money into me doing more multimedia at my site so I can generate YouTube, Vimeo, I get more contacts and therefore more business, which supports and pays for the fact I invested in expanding the media. If you don't invest in infrastructure and people that expand your business, then, and you have to have growth in order for that to occur, and something like these interest rates affect your growth, then your plan to actually pay off the previous debt gets killed. So Trump's plan is to have a specific rate of growth, 4% at least, and Jerry Yellen's plan to do this is the wrong thing at the wrong time. And the idea that she's going to do it right at the first cusp of the end of the Obama administration raise the interest rates when there's no evidence that the economy is getting stronger is catastrophically stupid. And I don't know what the hell she thinks she's doing, but you need to wait for a year or two to see what Trump's going to do and what the actual growth of the economy is. Because when you have an economy that's this anemic, 1% or 1.2% growth, you can shave that down until all the policies come into place where you might be down to, you know, 0.5% growth. Or maybe it's going to be half what it would have been otherwise. So I don't know what the formula is, but I have a feeling that Trump and his financial experts have some way of doing some kind of rough calculations to say, this is a bad thing, Janet. What the hell are you doing? What do you think?
The one problem that we've got is we have a situation now where the Federal Reserve is political.
Oh, yeah.
The CIA is political. And more and more we're seeing leaders do things based on political reasons. Now, again, I do think interest rates should be higher than they are. I don't think we ever should have borrowed like we did. We shouldn't have this kind of a debt. And I understand that if the interest rates go up, that this could, that will impact some of Donald Trump's plans for the economy and for growth. That being said, I believe that Janet Yellen is willing to be very political. And if she thinks this, she could derail Donald Trump and get, let's say, a Democrat in the next time, that she would do it. And it's
I think it's part of her policy. I think that's actually exactly what she's doing. Because she's figuring not an 8-year term, but in 4 years, we're replacing anybody in 2020. Hillary, or not Hillary, but, you know, she's too old and sick.
But
some other Democrat will come in to try to take over the helm and put back in policies for the global bankers and the global billionaires that supported to the tune of billions of dollars Hillary's campaign to globalize America and wreck it.
Well, you had mentioned that, you know, correctly, that Donald Trump's plans will initially increase the debt. Right. If he does not stay in office more than 4 years, the probability that the debt is going to be higher than it currently is pretty high. And again, if the interest rates go up, that's going to increase the debt.
Oh, yeah. My guess is it's going to go somewhere in the 20s. But the thing is, the economy will probably hit 4% or more, which means we'll have enough money to pay off rebuilding the military, paying off health care, building up infrastructure, getting factories built back here, robotic factories like Apple. Those all can happen. But when you start adding interest, it's like taking a student. Let's change it to, we got a student and they got, let's say, I talked to my law friends, okay? One of them is a member of the bar, and she's a district attorney. Okay, she's a young lady, has one child, and she's got like $250,000 of debt going to law school. Like, whoa, that's a lot of money. So if you have $250,000 of debt, and all of a sudden somebody says, well, you know, we're going to have you make you pay 5% more on that debt. And you can't get out of it, by the way. And if you try to get out of it, we're going to wreck your credit. You can't buy a car or home or anything, or buy, you know, an ice cream. This system is set up to make America have to do desperate things, which scares me, because somebody like Donald Trump would always still try to find a wiggle way to wiggle around things and make a deal. He may do things, or the people after him, after he's gone, after these things are all set up in motion, that may be very dangerous to the world. In other words, set up the motions that eventually will result in things like the Mark of the Beast or a world conflict militarily, because military conflict always comes out of bad business. If nations aren't doing good business, they always go to war. That's what the facts are.
Well, yeah, we've discussed this on your show before. For your general listeners, I'll just let them know. First, Donald Trump is, we don't need to go any depth of this. Obviously, he's not the Antichrist, despite some lies people have said about him on there. On the other hand, you and I are of agreement that he's going to do things, intentionally or otherwise, that will set up for the rise of the beast and the Antichrist power. And part of it, I think the stuff going on with the debt is a significant part. You know, the Bible warns about debt.
Just strengthening America is part of it, and also the fact that if Europe is collapsing, the only one that's going to keep Europe going is America right now. We're the strongest financial military nation, and the fact that the American allies will foster and father Europe into becomes a really big superpower.
And I think they'll use the United States as long as we'll let the United States be used. I know Donald Trump hopes to minimize that. But I, the more I read what's going on in Europe, especially the reaction to Donald Trump's election, as well as the Brexit vote, which you mentioned. Again, for your listeners, in case they don't know, the Brexit vote was June 23rd of this year, where the people of the United Kingdom voted that they no longer wish to be a part of the European Union.
Right.
Because of this, a lot of the elites in Europe are freaking out and saying, look, we can't rely on the Brits because they're gone. We don't like Donald Trump. We don't think we can rely on the U.S. I think they will use the United States as long as they can.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They'll use it as an excuse, like you said, to have a unified military force, unified economy, unified control and deals with Russia and China, which America will just have to go along with.
That is correct. And so we're seeing a lot of things happen. Again, a lot of things have happened in 2016. People always think, well, this year is just like any other year. But those two particular votes really basically are driving a wedge between the U.S. and Europe. But again, I totally agree the Europeans will rely on the United States, use the United States, take advantage of the United States every chance we can. And I understand that President-elect Trump wants to minimize that, but I don't think it'll be complete, and I think the Europeans will still take advantage of U.S. as they get the opportunity.
Of course they will.
But getting back to the debt situation, now, I realize that you're definitely more of a Donald Trump fan than I, and while I'm not going to bash Donald Trump,
I'm a cautious Donald Trump. I have skepticals on. When I look at the people around him, I see players like Rex Tillerson, and this guy may be a good guy. And he's going to put business first. But the problem is, you know, the definition of evil is to do not what is God's will, but your own will. Even if it's initially profitable, looks good, smells good, tastes good. And we don't know. I mean, obviously the team he's putting are going to make America win the Super Bowl of the world economy. That's going to happen. But that may not be a good thing in the long run. And that may actually lay the groundwork for very evil things happening down the road. So I'm concerned about that.
Yeah, the world market agrees with you. It's interesting. Everybody kept saying that when it looked like Hillary Clinton stumbled and the stock market went down, it's like the stock market really wanted Hillary Clinton. And it's like, well, until Donald Trump won. the people
going
around
crazy.
The world,
I mean, I've never seen it go like this.
Yes,
it's going to hit 20,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're saying, wow, if Donald Trump does half of, you know, a third of what he says, U.S. economy is going to do well, and you know, we need to be...
Oh, yeah.
The value of the dollar has gone up, et cetera. The problem is, you know, he's got some attitudes that I'm concerned about. Now, with the Federal Reserve, you know, they increased debt. Donald Trump's probably going to increase debt. He actually said last May he's the king of debt and he loves debt, and that if he has to, he'll default on the U.S. debt. And you know, I don't think that's moral. I don't think that's right. And with that kind of thinking,
I wouldn't default, but I think a lot of it needs to be written off. Because remember,
the same thing. That's defaulting if you're not going to pay it. Pay all.
Well, I think this is the problem with the Jubilee year. The problem is right in Israel, they knew that if they didn't, quote, do periodic defaults on a Jubilee cycle, the economy would collapse because some people would get to own everything. And that's just the nature of the beast. So the problem is that whether it's Trump or someone after Trump, because if he's gone in 4 years, guaranteed it's going to be more debt, even if the economy is doing better. And whoever comes afterward will almost certainly have no choice but to write off all or a portion of the debt. And already the bailing in policy of the Bank of England, the Bank of Canada, and the Federal Reserve System in Europe and here all believe in bailing in by grabbing people's deposits. And they give a haircut, but unfortunately they place the blade below the chin. So the haircut's really short.
I understand about the Jubilee cycles, but the United States didn't tell people that they might default after 50 years. If the United States was up front and said, okay, we believe in a Jubilee cycle, we're going to do all this, then the value debts, whatever, would be known. But you see, right. I think, and this reminds me of what the government has done to some of us in the past, we think the rules are such and such, and sometimes there's a retroactive tax increase or there's some kind of change to regulation and we get creamed by it, and we're like, just too bad, and I think it's wrong when it hits us, and I think it's wrong if we hit foreigners or other people with the same kind of thing without giving them proper
significant notice. Let's say the Cumbre Viejo tsunami hits America, and it's, let's say, a quarter what it was, but let's say it kills 10 million people and cripples the economy, or the San Andreas goes. The eighth largest economy on the planet is just the state of California. It's a huge economy here. 75% of the parts for all our high-tech warfare systems come from California. Our nuclear navy's here. The media industry's here. Most of the computing companies, including Silicon Valley, are here. They're meeting with Trump today. What people should start to grasp is if San Andreas blows, even if it only kills, say, a million people, it's going to cripple the economy here, and we may be forced to default on debt because we just can't pay it.
I mean, the U.S. will default at some point in time.
Exactly. It's going to happen. I mean, you don't have to bet on it. It's not going to Vegas. It's going to happen at some point.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Talking about microchips and in Alzheimer's and mentally disturbed patients, but we realize that he who controls the data controls people. In other words, I'm going to use a little corollary here. He who controls your sim in cyberspace controls you. That's why I use the joke that, you know, they don't have to have the mark of the beast, they just have to make Velcro mandatory for your cell phone stuck to some body part. But we see a number of things projecting that although Donald Trump is going to do good things for America, it may lay the groundwork for a lot of things not only here but in Europe and around the world that actually will move us quicker toward the culmination of events that are in the Bible. And I think we both agree right. that whether we have some minor differences on that, that's the trajectory. And the thing is, the Bible tells us things that can help us sort out what's going on. And the reason is, God says we're the sons of Issachar, we are the bride, and we have to know before others, because in fact this is one of the great evangelistic tools. Because we know these things before they happen, It means that our message came from prophets and priests and from most of the Most High God to his proxies, and that the reason why our God is God, and although his birthday isn't Christmas, Jesus was probably born in Sukkot, according to biblical experts, is we have the actual representation of God incarnate who came to be with us, and his prophets told us that this time was coming, a time such as never shall be or happen again, and that we have to be vigilant like the sons of Issachar to realize that we're going to save not only physical suffering but also eternal suffering if we adhere to the principles of God and tell people before it happens so they're not caught unawares or fooled by the fact that maybe it looks good, tastes good, smells good, and is dangerous as hell or deadly to their physical survival or their soul. And that's what makes it so important.
And that's what the Bible warns about with the mark of the beast. I mean, people are going to go for this because they're either, they want the money, or they don't want to get persecuted, or whatever. They're going to basically go for getting for themselves as opposed to trying to do things God's way. And the Bible repeatedly warns you, look, just because something looks good or looks appealing to you is not the right direction to go.
Right.
One thing we mentioned during the break, and we won't have time, I can see you looking at the clock here.
Yeah.
But there was a group called Nomura that came up with what they called the 10 gray swan events to watch for in 2017, which are things that they say may affect the financial markets of the world in 2017. And I took a look at that, and I added some scriptures to it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you a link, a video link, if your listeners want to watch this. Mm-hmm. And actually, and I'll just tell you the first one. The first one you might find amusing. The first one of their swans, quote, potential shock. U.S. productivity might boom. Now, Americans won't think this is a terrible shock. But actually, this is what the Japanese holding company Nomura said could be a shock because it could affect the world, it could affect world markets and blah, 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 blah.
Of course it will. It's going to shut down China and Japan. The countries are living off our deficit, and it's going to choke them. So they're going to go, what's happening? Their economy is choking because they're no longer one-way great deals or, quote, free trade, which is free for them but really hellish for us. As Donald Trump said to, you know, Chris Matthews, you know, this isn't smart trade. This is stupid trade. You know, the fact that you got a real hard-nosed businessman, a master of the how to make a deal, and he's going to make deals that are going to put the choke chain on these guys. You're right. That's the first Black Swan event. Is America's going to start succeeding, and that's going to make the rest of the world have a few extra beats in their heartbeat financially, and it's going to make them kind of start to have a cafe coronary. They're going to choke on their own tongue. That's what's going to happen.
Well, some things will happen with that, and I'll send you a link. You can put up your voice.
Give me a show, and we'll work on some times to come back, perhaps during the holidays next week or so. Okay. It's important to actually always keep close to the Bible, even if you don't have all the answers. We're getting closer and closer to events now. So we need to stay in prayer, stay in study. You provide some excellent materials for people to consider. Send me those links. I'll have them posted up. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Bob Thiel. Coming up tomorrow, if we can track him down, Leo Lionzagami, he will be here, apparently. He's confirmed now. We'll be back and find out what's happened after the referendum vote, what's going on in Italia.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.